Audio and Gill Books present this unabridged recording of Underwater, How Holding My Breath Taught Me to Live. Written and read by Claire Walsh. Are you still watching? Hitting continue. I couldn't have told you what had happened in the previous episode, or the one before that if I was being honest. I just needed something to go in front of my eyes, a distraction, white noise. Are you getting up today? Mum popped her head in the door, Hoover in hand, the smell of lemon floor cleaner wafting upstairs. Monday is chore day. Always has been. Not for a while, I replied somewhat sheepishly, feeling like a lazy teen who grumbles about having to get out of bed at midday. But I was 32. It was 10 a.m. and my day off. The innocuous exchange left me feeling anxious and not a little bit guilty. I should be... I caught myself. Should. It was a sticking point for me. A word I battled with and against on a daily basis. On my day off, I should really give myself a break. Shite. There I go again. I was back living at home. I had spent the last few years renting, sometimes building a home, and other times paying money to condense my life, my living, to a damp single bedroom. Living at the behest of landlords was restrictive at best, and each time my housemates and I received the 1 month's notice we intend to sell/move back into the property email, it sent us into a tailspin. Downloading Daft and setting up viewings, searching our emails for the references and documents we'd assembled only months previously, then to packing, pulling out the cardboard IKEA boxes from storage. You had intended to throw them out last time, but stopped yourself, not fully confident you wouldn't need them again in the near future. Each attempt to find a new dwelling was a race, a competitive one at that, and handicaps like, for example, receiving that mail on the 18th of December told you that your odds weren't very good. You'd need a place for an interim stay. That's how I found myself boomeranging back to my childhood bedroom.